Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi there, I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types as well. And today we want to talk about how much do you want to be the focus of attention? Do you want to blend in? Do you want to stand out? Because these are things that sometimes we want to do both in our lives. There are some people, though, who overall want to blend in more, and there's other people who want to always stand out. And then there's others of us who sometimes I want to be a fly on the wall, and other times I want to be the peacock in the center of the room. How about you, Jill?
Yeah, well, it's a really interesting continuum to think about. And I think even the terms that we use about standing in and blending in can sometimes be triggers for people. As an extrovert, I'm generally attracted to wanting to be in the mix, wanting to be part of the action. And yes, wanting to be noticed, but not necessarily the star of the show. You know, if I think about a stage with a single spotlight and a single person, I don't want to be that person. For a start, the stage is dark and there's only one light. I want to be in a collective. So in that regard, I feel I'm always down the end of wanting to stand out, but not in that look at me kind of way. It's really about energy and how much I notice my energy lifts up when I am part of a conversation and I'm contributing to it, but I'm also listening. I think about if I'm in a shopping environment, so we have a beautiful street near us that's been landscaped and, you know, beautiful street furniture and these awesome big glass flowers that when the sun shines through them, I'm describing the street because the whole experience for me of going there is very visceral and tangible, and I love the experience of being there. There's a few favorite stores that I have that I know I'm going to have interesting conversations. And so I'm not really sort of standing out, but I'm in it. And when I think about the conversations I've had with those who prefer introversion, they tend to describe almost a converse of that they either want to be very selective about where their energy is going to, or they really are often happier being in an observer situation, but having control over when they are part of the action. But rather than me wax lyrical about what introverts have told me, why don't I ask our resident introvert about what it's like for you on this continuum and what comes up for you when you hear these terms, standing in and blending in, standing out and blending in?
It's interesting because we've talked about this a bit before, just even amongst ourselves, about how you've talked about how you may not want to stand out, but you want your outfit to start a conversation. Like that is something that's really important for you. And that's because that gets your extroversion. You know, you get to extrovert, you get to talk to people, you get to connect, which is really important for you. And versus I say in a going shopping street environment, really generally don't want to stand out in that way because already I'm in a stimulating environment. Because just being out and about and stuff around me that I'm not familiar with necessarily is pretty stimulating for my introverted brain. And so I'm going to tire more quickly in that environment. So quite often in that environment, I may want to blend in more. Now, I may not, you know, want to disappear into the background completely, but I don't have that same thing where I don't want to have a conversation with everybody I come across. I don't need to develop a relationship with everybody. So I may want to blend in more, but there are other occasions where I do want to stand out. And it might be, you know, and they might still be public things, but it might be at, you know, a conference or somewhere where I'm being seen for more my expertise or something, or I'm going, well, I need to stand out a little bit more rather than just blending into the background because of that. So, but it is very different in that way. So there are different, and usually when I'm at one of those events where I do want to stand out, I'm doing a lot of energy management. I've made very conscious decisions about how to use my energy. I'll have a few days beforehand where I don't want to have to talk to anybody. And I know I'll have scheduled in some days afterwards where I don't have to talk to anybody so that I know that I can, you know, kind of not quite burn myself out. I know I can manage that energy during that process or during that time period. that allows me to play my extroverted side without, you know, burning out really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, what we know about burning out is it's different for all of us. And, you know, in type terms, we often go to our inferior function, you know, in the grip, or we're stressed. We were overtaxed in some way. I remember in a leadership program that I was running, we did a dichotomy approach, and we were talking about extroversion and introversion. And a senior manager was saying she had this experience of doing a three-hour drive to a holiday destination with a friend of hers. She didn't realize he was an introvert per se, but after talking about it, she was clear. He was so quiet. She said, I actually asked him if he needed to go to the hospital. And she said this without any guile. She was not being sarcastic or mean-spirited. She was genuinely concerned for his health, that so much so that he might need to be hospitalized because he was so silent on this trip. And she said, I have never been so tired in my life as spending 3 hours in a car with no talking. And that's with, you know, radio and trying to, you know, get all this stimulation happening in the external world. That has burned in my brain as an example of what it can be like for extroverts where there is not enough external stimulation, or they have no control over it. And of course, the same is true in reverse for introverts. And for me, it's all about the level of choice that we have and the level of consciousness that we're bringing to our own participation. And when it comes to style, this is where I think we can often just find ourselves being the center of attention because we've chosen an outfit that does the talking for us, because we haven't known the components that do that. There are outfits that just talk, and there are other outfits that kind of stay silent. And when your awareness of those things is low, you can end up just finding yourself in a situation. So your consciousness is low and your choice is non-existent. And this is where I think we can feel that our style is not being used as a resource to us achieving what we want to achieve. And that's where raising your level of consciousness so you can make better choices when it comes to your style, I think, is so, so helpful.
Yeah, that's so true. And we've talked before about introversion, extroversion, and colour. And that's something we'll link to. But it is a fascinating thing just in itself. Like, I'll notice that you can use colour to grab more attention or to have yourself fade away a bit more if that's what you want to do. And I know I've talked about this before, how, say, if I have a very strong extrovert in the room, somebody who is, you know, like, and I'm doing teaching, I know that in those environments I have to wear bright, warm colors, reds, pinks, those sorts of colors, just because it means when I move, people notice those colors. So warm, bright colors grab attention. That's why stop signs are red, why stop lights are red. There are, you know, many reasons why that red has been chosen for that, and it's because it grabs attention. So when I need to grab attention, if I wear a bit of red, it's actually very easy because I just have to move a bit and attention is coming to me. Versus, so if somebody has that sort of energy where they could take over and get us off track, I know that I need to have, rather than using, you know, my energy, which I see as a precious resource, to try and make myself louder or whatever it might be, I can just use that energy of the color. And in fact, when we were doing our style types report research to start with, do you remember how one of the types was talking about how she never wanted to wear things that were too bold or too colorful because she knew her personality was already so out there that she actually needed to tone it down so as not to overwhelm people?
It was our ENFP.
Yeah.
Yeah. An extroverted type. Yeah, exactly. And I think about group situations where I want to blend in. And the one that's coming to mind for me is my flamenco class, where everyone wears black. Now, that is the convention, in that it's a bit like ballet. So before I went to the advanced class that I've been going to, I made my own skirts. They were a riot of color. You know, I used different prints. There was a lot of leopard print in there. But as soon as I started going to this more serious class, this advanced class, I noticed how everyone wears all black. And it was really important to me to blend in with that group. And instantly, literally from week one to week two, fortunately, I already had black, but I got some more black that was appropriate for practice classes, because that's what being part of that group meant. It was not a place to stand out. And I didn't want to anyway, given my level of capability and confidence in that class. I felt very much at the bottom of it. But apart from that, I wanted to be part of that tribe. I didn't want to be anyone that drew focus by what I was wearing. And of course, sporting teams, they're built on that very premise. But for me, it was an emotional reason to belong, and also not to flout an obvious convention. There's a clear convention going on here, and I want to gel in with that. And I don't see that necessarily as, oh, I'm accessing my introversion. That I actually see it as more of being about my feeling and belonging to that group. And I felt it would have been actually really disrespectful, and it's something worse than disrespectful to not do that.
Yeah, because that, when you were talking about that, really was saying to me that your feeling, which has a high drive for group harmony.
Yeah.
It's really important that blending in happened in that environment. It's the right place to blend in. You're part of a team too. So that's where you kind of like, you're creating that team, that tribe, because we're all wearing the same, you know, uniform as such. And that's really important for you to feel really comfortable and authentic in that situation.
And this is where I think that group as well.
Yeah, that kind of whole thing, that it's not just extroverts have to stand out all the time and introverts have to disappear, because there's a lot of really bad stuff on the internet. Like, all introverts, all they ever wear is black, and they just, you know, like, disappear into the background.
So many myths and untested assumptions and, quite frankly, rubbish content.
So I think this is where it's really interesting to think about, well, where are those situations, and that we can use our style, and we can use colour. We can use these things. These are tools. And I think that's what most women don't really think about, their clothing as a tool. And I think it is something that we can think about, where you go, I can use this as a tool. Do I want to stand out today? What am I doing? What do I want to communicate? Do I want to stand out in some way or other? And I can stand out in a big way. I can stand out just in a little bit of a way. Or do I really want to blend in? Do I want to be a fly on the wall? Do I need to disappear? Or do I want to be just part of the tribe, part of the group? So there's lots of different reasons we may want to stand out or blend in, in different situations. And so we don't have to just do one of those. And I think that's often, there is a bit of an assumption that extroverts always stand out, introverts always blend in. But then I think too, there's a big difference. Certainly I know with my sensing thinking types, particularly STJ types, that there is a real need to blend in many ways. That's a comfort. It is a comfort to feel like I'm right and I'm appropriate. And they talk about appropriateness of dress being like one of their number one criteria.
Yeah, and balance is part of that as well, that sense of, there's a sense of proportion, and that can be physical proportion, as in I understand my body proportions and what suits it, but also proportion to the environment, proportion to my place in the environment, a sense of the overall scheme of things. And this is what our year-long program, Your Type of Style, we explore all these kinds of things, and we don't dish up, here's the answers for your type, but we offer really insightful invitations for you to discover for yourself this whole idea of blending in, standing out. You know, almost every question you could ask about your style is offered at some point during the 12 months. And you're just given this wonderful way of saying, if my style type is the lens that I'm looking at my style through, and I'm trying to express my style in a way that's deeply authentic for who I am at this moment in time, it really is this sort of unparalleled opportunity for you to define for yourself what standing in out is, what blending in is, how it works for you, where it sits on your priority pole, and ways in which you can do it that just are resonant for you.
Yeah. And I think that's what we're always trying to do. We're trying to help you find an authentic way to do it, where it's right for you, your lifestyle, the different occasions, like, because it's, as we've talked about just now, you have different times you want to blend in and different times you want to stand out. And, you know, there's no one right way of thinking about it. And so this is something that I think this discovery, one of the things when you dive deep into the Your Type of Style program, you really start to discover so many things, not only about your personality and also about your style, but just that how we even approach these things. And that actually comes across our whole lives, doesn't it? So I think this is one of the joys of this program, is that style may be something that we are currently applying this information to in this program, but you suddenly realize how you can apply this to every aspect of your life. And that is the beauty that type gives us as well. Such a greater understanding of, you know, why we do things the way we do them, you know, all that sort of stuff that can sometimes feel like a bit of a mystery, or why don't I fit in like other people do? You know, there's often those feelings that we may feel like we, you know, don't fit in, or we, you know, we don't blend in, and maybe we wish we did in some way. So I think this is one of those joys. Of course, if you're interested in the program, head over to the page. We'll pop a link in so you can find out more about it, because it is something, if you really want to discover how you find your authentic style, you will not find anything else like this anywhere in the world. Really, this deep dive into your personality and your style.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.